Tight budgets this fall are pinching other education priorities, too. Many school districts, for example, are struggling to find and hang on to good teachers because of the high cost of housing in their areas. But in the city of Santa Clara, in California's Silicon Valley, some teachers are feeling pretty good about their living situation. The local school district there has built affordable housing just for them. Laura Seidel reports.
There's not much in the housing market for teachers in Santa Clara County, south of San Francisco. Connie Gerlich, an agent with Better Homes Realty, heads out to look at what a teacher's salary can buy.
Where we're going to go is, it's pretty much considered, well, I don't want to say, it's not a good area in general.
Gerlich drives through a neighborhood of modest one-story homes. Many are run down and in states of obvious disrepair. Missing shutters, fading paint, untrimmed lawns. She pulls up in front of a three-bedroom, one-bath, pink stucco house with yellowed grass.
Let's see what the interior looks like. Oh my God. Has a distinct odor, huh?
The house smells like a barn. The floors are warped and pockmarked.
That's definite termite. And if it's come up all the way through, you know it's worse underneath.
This house may have warped floors and termites, but at $350,000, Gerlich says it's one of the most affordable homes in Santa Clara Valley. The median home price here is closer to $600,000, and that's why many teachers who earn between $45,000 and $55,000 a year have had, until very recently, a hard time finding homes in this community. Kevin Keegan began teaching fourth grade in Santa Clara at the right time.
This is key right here. That's the best part.
And what's that?
The washer and dryer.
Keegan is clearly elated with his new living situation and his appliances. Keegan has a pleasant one-bedroom apartment in a middle-class suburb of Santa Clara. It's part of a new rent-subsidized apartment complex built by the city to help lure and keep teachers. The development, which opened this summer, charges half the market rate for one- and two-bedroom apartments. Keegan says the low rent is crucial to his plans to buy his own home.
It allowed me to be able to live by myself in a nice place for an amount of money that allows me to save money so that in the future I could buy a home.
The housing complex has a total of 40 apartments. Only teachers who've been in the district for 3 years or less qualify. They can stay in the apartment for 5 years while they save money towards a down payment on a house. Santa Clara Unified School District Superintendent Paul Perotti came up with the idea. It's the first housing project in the nation built exclusively for teachers.
We did this because 3-4 years ago in this valley, the mobility rate of teachers was astronomical. It's still, in a lot of districts, it's still pretty high. We finally feel like we've turned the corner this year.
This year, with the opening of the housing complex, Perotti says the numbers of new teachers he's had to hire fell from an average of more than 100 in past years to 28 this year. Still, cheap apartments are only part of the solution. Local businesses like Intel and Linear Technologies have stepped up to help alleviate the problem with offers to pay closing costs and cash bonuses to first-time homebuyers.
There is so many things a teacher can tap into in our district now that literally it's very, you know, even though the prices are high and even though it still kind of stretches them a little, at least it's feasible now. There's a chance to get into a house.
Affordable housing for teachers is a national problem. 2 years ago, the federal government started the Teacher Next Door program. It allows teachers to buy foreclosed homes in depressed areas at half market rate. Other areas around the country offer low-interest loans to teachers. And the idea of building housing for teachers is gaining momentum. Falmouth, Massachusetts is proposing to build teacher apartments, and Superintendent Perotti says he's fielded calls from as far away as Alaska.
If you got land and you have a city that'll support you in the zoning, you're in business.
Although most teacher organizations commend Santa Clara for its innovation, the program has its critics. Bob Nichols, a teacher in San Jose and a board member of the California Teachers Association, says subsidized housing doesn't address the root of the problem.
Eventually, the state of California needs to do something about teacher salaries. We are not going to attract fully credentialed teachers anywhere when teachers are paid significantly less than any other college-educated professionals.
Some worry that teacher housing could become a teacher ghetto. But Kevin Keegan disagrees as he looks cheerfully around his sunny apartment. Keegan says, if anything, it's been a real plus to live near his colleagues.
In the past complexes I lived in, I didn't know anybody. It's more of a community. We all care about the same thing, teaching kids.
All 40 apartments in the complex are occupied. Superintendent Perotti doesn't want to become a housing developer, but the popularity of his first development has him thinking that he may well build another. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in Santa Clara.